Located 27 miles up the historic Gunflint Trail on 100 acres of wooded land, the Oconto Campground was originally founded in 1971. Nancy Barr, daughter of the original owners, married Mark Patton at Oconto in 1973. Mark and Nancy became owners of the property and have operated a family business and raised all their children at this remote Gunflint Trail location. Here, Mark talks about the challenges of finding a suitable home early in their marriage, acquiring sled dog puppies, and having their first child.
In the first year that we were married, we lived in Oscar Johnson's little cabin out in Hovland. For $10 a month, it was a tar paper shack. And we started out there, no running water, no electricity. During the winter, we moved back to Oconto. And from there, we decided we needed to have a home to stay in. So, and an old friend of ours who was who ran a sawmill up on Maple Hill named Otis Wilson, I asked him one day, I said, Otis, do you know of any old cabin, log cabin that we could take apart and bring back for my wife and I to live in? And he says, well, yes, I do. My daughter and her husband have a log cabin over in Isabella, Minnesota. So we took a trip over there, and here was a 16 by 26, two-story, hand-hewn, finished log cabin. It had dovetailed corners. But it was covered with 11 layers of wallpaper on the inside, two layers of rolled roofing all the way around the outside, so we never got a chance to see the logs. And the gentleman that owned it was using it for a chainsaw shed. And so he peeled back the wallpaper in one spot, and I saw one little peak of logs, and it looked sound, so we said, okay, we'll buy it. So we paid $1,100. And on the way home from there, my wife went into labor. It was on Highway 1. If anybody's been on it, it's like a rabbit trail. And the next day, we had our first child named Chrissy. Also on that day that Chrissy was born, I had my first litter of puppies that were born. So when I'd go to town, I'd say, oh, did you know that I had puppies? And by the way, I had my first child today. And that didn't go over real big with my wife, but I was very excited about both.
Once Mark and Nancy were able to reassemble the log cabin on their property, they were faced with several years of work to make it a comfortable home. In his free time, Mark was able to enjoy the wilderness found along the Gunflint Trail in the mid-1970s.
In those first years, we didn't have electricity in the cabin as well, and we hauled all our own water in buckets from the lake. And in fact, when we brought the cabin back, the windows weren't suitable to bring back at all, and neither was the roof. Because we had no windows, we had to staple just plastic over the openings for the first winter and put together kind of a roughshod roof, which bit us real badly in the spring when we had our first rainstorm, and it completely rained like it was a shower through the whole house. And so we've had some real interesting times in that cabin, but we've added on to it since. But it's been a great place to raise our family. And back in those days, about 1974, we also had sled dogs. I could run sled dogs for 10 miles up and down the Gunflint Trail without even seeing a vehicle or a logging truck. It was really amazing. There were a few snowmobile trails out in the back on the Lima Grade, but they were mainly used by the boys up at Norwester, the Brants, and it was just a wonderful experience up there. But things have really changed. There's a lot more cabins and houses, and obviously the ski trails are new to the area. The snowmobile trails, the groomed snowmobile trails are, none of that existed when we were first up there. And so there's been a lot of change. I can't say it's bad. It's certainly brought business to the area, but it's not as remote or quaint as it was back then.
You've been listening to Moments in Time, an original series produced by WTIP, North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and online at WTIP.org. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past.